All right. Winding down another show here. Three Chord Monty program. Joe Bielak here with you for another 4 minutes. And I had time to probably squeeze in one more short song, but I thought that was a good way to end things. Freezing Cold on a Freezing Cold Day. And their song was called The Day from Treasure Pool. Definitely under consideration for my favorites of 2025. Excellent, excellent album. And they were just in Jersey City a couple weeks ago playing at Pet Shop, and I missed it because I don't have a life, because I suck. But hopefully you got to go there, and hopefully I'll see them at some point. Before that, Edward Rogers from his great album, Astor Place. We heard I Walk Behind Your Shadow. And if you're not familiar with Ed, he's been on the scene here in New York for a number of years. Put out albums with either under his own name or the Bedsit Poets, George Usher. And he also does a show here at WFMU on the Rock and Soul Stream, Sunday afternoons, Atlantic Tunnel. Highly recommended. For that, from the great state of New Jersey, we heard Lightheaded, an Orange Creamsicle Head from their album from earlier this year, Thinking, Dreaming, and Scheming. And I'm a little behind in my listening. Well, I'm very behind in my listening. I got records I bought at the WFMU Record Fair like 15 years ago. I haven't even opened yet, but I also am just getting around to the new Lightheaded album. But it's great. From the same label, Slumberland, we heard The Telephone Numbers, Goodbye Rock and Roll, from their latest. Alvilda from Paris, and we heard Paris Été. And they were here earlier this year on Rock and Roller Derby. Yeah. For that, we heard The Gnomes, and I'll Be There, a new single from them. Band out of the UK. Oh, no, they're from Australia because they're on Dog Meat Records. Sloan before that for their new one based on the bestseller. We heard Live Forever. Snowcaps, new supergroup with Waxahachie and Alison Crutchfield and MJ Lenderman. Brand New City from their self-titled album. And they're going to be at the Bowery Ballroom tonight, and I won't be there. It's a tough ticket. They played last night, too, I think. But anyway, cool record. And we started off that set with Teenage Fan Club and Winter. Even though it's technically not winter yet, it's certainly a winter-like day. Anyway, Jim Price is next. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, hanging out today. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFE Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Joe. So today's radio is about Jersey City. It's not just music. It's all sorts of local events. So, and the mayor's going to talk to us, too. That's probably next week. We're not just people that talk and make sound. We have prog music. We have glam. We have minimalism. Avant-garde. We have a huge population of bluegrass people and a short list of heavy rotation that they're must-plays, you know what I'm saying? And we're looking to engage with the music industry to get more records, you know? Now, do you like anime? Well, the talk show Anime Video Talk and Kynan Flight and Red Request, check it out. One thing that we're doing I'm especially pleased of is the radio dramas that we're bringing in 2 weeks. Now, they're all pre-recorded, and we had a great time making them, Dave and I. Now, Scott Williams is here, and he has a new program. It's called Through the Turnstiles. Here he is.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
Wow,
waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine. Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, No anchovies, please.
From the start.